This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk about the results, because we've got the MEC of the Department of Education, MEC, who must be very, very happy, MEC. So I had a speaking earlier in the day, jubilant and convivial as it were, and understandably so, with the 85.01% pass rate for 2024 in Limpopo, MEC Mabungu Lerule Ramakhanya. MEC, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Amula and our listeners.
Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations, of course, MEC, the improved pass rate for the province for 2024.
Yes, thank you so much. And I think, you know, we need to start by thanking all of you, especially you guys there in the studio, the program that you ran for us, talk to the community, the learners. But we need to also say thank you so much to the class itself of 2024, the principals and the educators, the SGB members and all committees. You know, we have got those committees that account to royal traditional houses where they call district directors and circuit managers and principals and say, tell us what is happening in our schools. Mm. And all those efforts see us today celebrating, and we are happy. We say to them, all this is for you.
Mm. What do you attribute the improvement to?
Remember, last year, there were schools that, beyond just the normal camps, they kept the learners in the schools during the exams. And I was asking them, why are you doing that, Barry? The learners, some of them in other communities, they don't have a good places at home to study. When they are at school, they perform better. Others, they were saying group effort will take them far. But secondly, we were given a budget as the Department of Education for the post basket of teachers. We have started the first part of advertising for teachers, and you'll remember, Gamula and the listeners, we have started with interviews. We have actually employed teachers last year, and we are still going to finalize that process now in the first quarter of 2025. And I think when we have a teacher in class and a learner in class, things can just turn around.
Mm. What are some of the notable achievements from 2024?
All districts have performed above 80%. So we are not just a province there, but all districts. But also in the province, we'll then see that nearly, I think less than 5 seconds are the ones that may be left below 70%. So this says the schools that were down there when we were calling them dysfunctional schools, they are no longer at a higher percentage. They are less than 10% now in the province as we speak.
Mm.
So it means that for us, a teacher is spending time with a learner in class. And the Department of Education is about that. It's about curriculum. It's about a learner being taught in class. And I think for me, those issues we are noticing, that it's then bringing in a new challenge to us to say, let's strengthen our streams. You know, an agricultural school should just do agriculture.
Mm.
A technical school should do technical subjects. A math and science school should do math and science, not science and math lead, when it is not supposed to be in that school. And that is where now we are starting with the year 2025.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the quality of the results, the quality of the passes that we got, what is the situation like?
We have seriously improved on our bachelor passes because now we are accounting for above 60% of our bachelor passes across. But the districts themselves, they've also, most of them are above 40% of bachelor passes. So you're talking improvement in terms of quality and at the provincial level. You know, when you look at the subject today, when we're at the awards and we have got a learner that still gets 300 out of 300 in three subjects.
Mm.
And we have got learners that have even got 7 distinctions. So you can see that there is quality and the learners are ready. They're just saying, you as a system, Department of Education, give us people that can squeeze us, and we are able to perform to our best ability.
Okay, but when you look at schools, whether from quintile 1 to 3, the performances, the kind of bachelor passes that they are able to produce, and comparatively speaking with other years, what is the situation like?
We have improved. We are having the normal schools that are always winning awards. Yesterday at National, I had learners from quintile 1 to 3 as top learners there. You know, they take position 3, position 2, position 1. And I had learners from quintile 1 to 3. We have got a newcomer from Bembe East Patuani Secondary School with a learner that took position 1 and is from a quintile 3 school. Already, we have got new entrants in the awards today when we look at the public schools. So it is not just a tradition that quintile 4-5, especially with us in Limpopo, they'll be taking over. As you know, the Dendron, they could not resist to dominate. But we have got other new entrants in the awards.
And MEC, even as you look at that, the quality of the passes, but then the mathematics, the physical science, such subjects, what has been your observations? Are we improving or there's been a decrease?
Mathematics, we have improved. You'll remember last year we have done so well, where we were even debating all these issues, being penalized and all that. And the physical science, just nationally, it has dropped. So we were also not spared. That's why even on the awards on the physical science, we only had 2 learners that had passed very, very well. So physical science, but the business economics, the accounting and the economics, they have actually done very, very well as subjects.
Yeah. And even as we talk about these subjects, perhaps is there work that needs to be done, whether it's to encourage the uptake, many people taking up these subjects? One of the issues the minister was talking about there is that fewer people are taking up these subjects, your physical science and so on. How are we doing as a province? They need to have conversations around that?
Yes, there's a need for us to have a conversation around that. But with us also, there is a need for us to also empower and give proper support to the teachers that are dealing with those subjects, so that then we can be able to have more learners being interested. The many careers now demand that learners should have math and science. So it means that during career guidance, we have got a responsibility to bring in universities that will explore other careers that want other subjects just beyond math and science.
In terms of investment in the education, the quality of education, and I'm sure we'll probably have a new target. I'll ask you about it for this year. Where do you believe this year we should be investing?
E-learning. We should invest in e-learning. We should invest in technology. We should be able to invest in coding and robotics, because that space of artificial intelligence and technology challenges the narrative that a learner can break barriers more than what they can do. If we were to start to talk about textbooks being incorporated into their tablets, and now they get to fight the fear of the unknown of exploring a textbook on a computer, it then challenges some barriers that brings in shyness and bring in, you know, to think that they are not the best. So if we can invest more there, for me, it will really give us a lot of spin-offs.
Yeah, and outside that, MEC, what is the target for this year?
we are saying we are moving forward.
Yes.
You know, let's help each other. Let's put a slab, you know, cement one.
Mm.
So that then even if we want to go back, we find a slab. Mm. We don't do it.
Mm.
But we move forward. So if we could break the barrier of being part of top five, we'll really, really be saying now, Limpopo, you are starting to at least be somewhere where you have to be. You know, I'm saying that because the more we give support, the more the kids are squeezing themselves to bring out. It shows that our learners are ready. They need a conducive environment. And if we are improving on creating a conducive environment, it means then they'll give us better results.
Mm. So I understand this year we did not have schools that failed to pass even one learner. What did we call them? Zero performing? What was the name for those schools?
Yes, the dysfunctional schools that... No, we don't have.
Mm.
We no longer have in Limpopo.
Mm.
We no longer have. I'm telling you, there are schools that were small schools and now they are able to get them, give us 100%. A school in my ward, we started way back being about 20%.
Mm.
Today, I look, it has got 100%, and I'm like, what?
Mm.
So it shows you that where support is given. You know, when our sponsors are donating computers to schools, are donating shoes, they are giving motivation, me and you can think, these things don't make a difference. They do. They do make a big, big difference. And that is why we're saying, as a department, we are humbled by the support that we are getting from all our sponsors. And as the Premier says, from now on, we should call them investors.
Okay. Now, so one of our listeners brought up this matter as we conclude that conversation around the results, that they are talking about investors and funds and so on, that there are schools that are, they said Taxila and Nirvana Primary School refused to give learners books or results because they did not pay school fees or they are owing. What is the position? Remind us, please, the position of the department on such matters.
Remember, the schools that you're talking about, they are free-paying schools.
Mm.
These are your quintile 4-5 that a parent, when you take a child there, you know that I have to pay school fees.
Yes.
That is the first thing.
Mm.
The second thing, when we talk about giving resources to the schools, we also have to have our textbook back.
Mm.
So the parents should help us when we give a child a textbook.
Mm.
The textbook should come back for another year, because if it does not come back, it means the money that I should be using to get a teacher, I'm using it to buy textbooks every year.
Mm.
So that's why we have got that retention scheme.
Mm.
So the schools should use the agreements that they have, but it is not correct that they should, without cancelling and working out an agreement with the parents, just say, we will not give you the report.
Mm.
They should be able to get the parents to commit legally on how they are going to cover those fees. It is so unfair to the school.
Mm.
When a child has been there for a year and the parents now resist to pay a 2024 school fees, when they signed and agreed that, I want to take my child to a fee-paying school when I have provided a non-fee-paying schools around the province.
Oh, indeed. Well, thank you very much, MEC. Congratulations again. Good evening to you.
Thank you so much. And we want to also say to you as a station and all your other colleagues, thank you so much for the support, for all the programs, the community phoning in, giving us tips, and sometimes being harsh, but it has just made us who we are today. Thank you so much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.